Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fennari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant. Every week I present new and creative ways to help make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, I give practical information to help you take charge of your health. Good afternoon. Today is the last day of Thyroid Awareness Month. And you might have noticed a recurring theme, and each of our speakers have been discussing parts of the thyroid issue and looking at it from a different angle. So it's been quite an exciting month. There is a paradigm shift that's happening in thyroid hormone replacement therapies for hypothyroidism. Carol, could you explain a little bit about that? And welcome, Carol.
Oh, thank you, Corinne. Good afternoon. I think people are starting to see that the accepted therapy with just an active T4 Synthroid is not the answer. And in fact, the paradigm we've been living under, where we use a test, only one test, many doctors never go any further than using the TSH test, the thyroid stimulating hormone test. And until you become abnormal in that test, do they even recognize that all those symptoms you've been coming to see them with fall into the picture of low thyroid, and where low thyroid presents in arthritis and depression and skin disorders and no energy, fatigue, pain, all over the place.
So attention deficit is another biggie. Inability to focus when your thyroid is off. And many people, as a result, adults and children, are being diagnosed with attention deficit when in actuality they need thyroid support.
So it's so common that people will see a doctor for a symptom and all their other symptoms be dismissed. I remember reading something about somebody had in their office, it's only one complaint per visit. So how can a practitioner evaluate a patient who has so many manifestations of hypothyroidism when they want to focus on one problem? Oh, you can't sleep. Okay, I'll give you a sleeping pill. Rather than address this whole plethora of things going on with the patient, well, and then too often the patient gets dismissed because the treatment isn't satisfying their needs.
There's a very interesting piece of this, and I want to explain where the difficulty comes in. The difficulty comes in from the fact that thyroid has such a multi-symptomatology. The symptoms can be from anxiety to depression to inability to focus to skin problems to menses problems, to infertility, to lack of libido. I mean, everything from cold hands to cold feet. And what ends up happening is that with compartmentalized medical care, which is what we do, we have a specialist for the feet, we have a specialist for the heart, we have a specialist for... And you experienced this in your life just recently. Your husband had a kidney stone that was giving him tremendous pain, but he was in seeing the heart doctor. The heart doctor did nothing about it. Although they were aware of it, nothing was done. So what is happening is that everybody has their area, but thyroid affects the entire body, the brain, the mind, the body. If you're looking at only one piece of the picture, you can't see the forest for the trees. And it becomes very difficult to understand that there is a low-level thyroid problem that's creating this manifestation, this large cluster of symptoms that people are experiencing. Carol?
Well, and in building on that, it's perfectly acceptable, strangely, in medicine, for someone to finally recognize a low thyroid situation and then use inactive thyroid, T4, thyroxin, and never look
Synthroid.
At the patient again. They look at the TSH. Does the TSH look okay? Yes, but the symptoms are still there. This patient's unable to absorb, unable to get the T4 into the cell, unable to convert. A whole host of things are making that not a good treatment, and yet the doctor or practitioner is satisfied that they're doing the right thing. The person never changes.
Never feels well. Never
no.
feels perfect. So what we have done today is on the last day of Thyroid Awareness Month, we've invited Dr. Stephen Holtze, a friend of yours, Carol, and also a very brilliant, insightful doctor working with natural hormone therapies. He was the head of the Natural Hormone Therapy Organization. He has a large clinic in Texas, and he's just written a book, Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness, The Riddle of Illness Revealed. And it's quite an exciting book. So we're going to look at some of the issues we just addressed right now and look at them more in depth with a new eye, a new understanding, and we're adding to the picture of awareness. So stay tuned, folks. We got an exciting show ahead. Good afternoon. Today, in honor of Thyroid Awareness Month, we have Dr. Stephen Holtze. Now, Dr. Holtze has been on WBAI before, but that was many years ago, and we're welcoming him back. He's just written a brand new book, Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness, The Riddle of Illness Revealed. Very interesting, very informative. And Dr. Holtze is a very dear friend of Carol Peterson. So Carol, would you introduce Dr. Holtze for us, please?
Oh, it gives me great pleasure today to introduce Dr. Stephen Holtze to you. Dr. Holtze is coming to us this afternoon from Katy, Texas. And his book on thyroid actually follows up an earlier book called Hormones, Health and Happiness, A Natural Medical Formula for Rediscovering Youth with Bioidentical Hormones. And I would like to take the opportunity here to publicly thank Dr. Holtze. He is one of my heroes. He has tirelessly worked to make sure people have an option in their health care to choose a therapy like bioidentical hormones or natural thyroid. I'm pleased to bring him here today to talk to us about thyroid. We've been talking about thyroid all month, but here we have still another perspective. Dr. Holtze, welcome.
Welcome,
Dr.
Holtze.
Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you so much, Corrine. And let me make a slight correction. I'm really in Houston, Texas. For the listening audience, may not know where Katy, Texas is. I literally, the call today is, I'm in Houston right now and not at my office. I'm calling from my home. So I'm in the city, and Katy is just a suburb of Houston. So we always like to say we're from the Houston area because people know where Houston is, and Katy could be out in Podunksville for all we know. So we're in a very large metropolitan area of about 6.2 million people, and there I have the Holtze Health and Wellness Center, Holtze Pharmacy, and Holtze Vitamin Store, all of which help us with our guests. We call our patients guests. Obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally. We take natural approaches to medical problems rather than pharmaceutical or surgical. Although I'm a medical doctor with an MD from an American Medical School, University of Texas here in Houston, it's been 25 years now, I chose a different path, a path less trodden. It was a path towards natural approaches to health, and I am so grateful to God that I chose that path to this day, because it's helped literally tens of thousands of people get on a path to health and wellness and get off drugs.
Well, I want to ask, I want to play a little devil's advocate. I want to ask you, what is there so different about thyroid that we need to explore it from a holistic way? We all know that there is the TSH that is followed in standard medicine. Why do we need to look at thyroid and thyroid illness or hypofunction in any other form than that?
Well, I think the reason is just go down to the streets, go to your supermarket, go to a restaurant, go to church on Sunday. Look at the people in the church and ask yourself, why is everybody so overweight? They can't be healthy if they're overweight. Well, as a matter of fact, 67% of our entire population in America is considered overweight. Half of those people are obese. That means 34% of the American population is obese. And what does that lead to? Dramatic decrease in life expectancy and a dramatic increase of a host of health problems, including diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, cancer, degenerative arthritis, Alzheimer's disease. All of these are associated with aging process, and there's got to be an underlying cause of these various problems. Well, why would we have so much obesity in America? If we're treating thyroid right, why would we have this obesity? Does the obesity in America, does the overweightness in America have anything to do with not only poor function of the thyroid gland, but inadequate assimilation of thyroid hormones into the cells? Could this be a problem that is really related to hypothyroidism? And I'm going to tell you, I think the answer is yes. Now, the thyroid gland is located in the neck. It produces thyroid hormones. Thyroid hormones are secreted in the blood. They do nothing in the blood. They have to be assimilated into the cells of the body to perform their function. In the cells of the body, they act like spark plugs. They enable the cells to produce and use energy. Every cell is like a little engine. It's got the mitochondria in it. That's a little engine where the energy is created, and that allows the cells to function and run. So every cell in the body, brain cells, heart cells, liver cells, skin cells, intestinal cells, every lungs, every cell in the body requires thyroid hormone to produce and use energy. If you don't get enough thyroid into your cells, either you don't produce enough thyroid or you don't assimilate it correctly because you have antibodies to your thyroid gland, then you're going to have low production of energy in the body, which means you're going to run sluggish. And a host of symptoms develop. The symptoms can be tiredness and fatigue, inability to lose weight, cold hands, cold feet, low body temperature. The most accurate way to determine whether you have low metabolism is to check your body's temperature. It should be 98.6. Inevitably, in the people that we see at our office, just routine, not basal body temperatures in the morning, just their routine temperatures of the day, running the 97s and the 96s, they run cold. And that means they're not producing enough energy. Then what else do they have? They have insomnia. They have depressed moods. They have brain fog. They get joint and muscle aches and pain, stomach disorders. They have loss of romantic moods and inclinations. They have hair falling out. They get puffy. They get pale. They get pasty. They get recurrent and chronic infections. They have irregular menstrual cycles. The women do. They have problems with young women or women that are trying to get pregnant have problems with fertility. They have problems with miscarriages. All these symptoms, which seem totally unrelated, are symptoms of hypothyroidism. And one summer of all these symptoms may be present at any one time in any individual. Some symptoms may dominate, others may not. But over time, we see this progression of these symptoms. And these are the symptoms that most women approach physicians with in midlife. And it has to do with the imbalance that occurs in the female hormones when they get estrogen dominance, when the progesterone levels decline. This can happen right after childbirth. Doctors end up, when they get this postpartum blues depression, they put them on antidepressants, which I think is totally wrong. They need progesterone, natural progesterone, and thyroid, and they won't have any of those problems. I've got five daughters. I tell every one of them, after you have that baby, you take that progesterone right away, and you stay on it. Don't even tell your OB-GYN about it. You just do it, and we've had no problems, and nobody on my staff that's had a baby's had a problem. We have 100 on staff, and tons of them have had babies, and none of them have problems with postpartum blues because we treat them with natural progesterone, which helps thyroid function. So we've got a problem in America today, an epidemic of hypothyroidism. Why does it go unrecognized? Why does it go undiagnosed? Why does it go misdiagnosed? Because physicians, conventional physicians, no longer rely on a good clinical history and a physical examination to make the determination. They have come to rely strictly and solely on blood tests, primarily the thyroid-stimulating hormone blood test. And if they do that, they're going to miss thyroid hypothyroidism over and over again, and they're going to end up mistreating these poor individuals with hypothyroidism. Women have six times the incidence of hypothyroidism as men do, and the reason they do is because of the effect of the imbalance that occurs as their hormones change over their menstrual life, adversely affects thyroid utilization. So these poor women who go in that have classical features of hypothyroidism, the doctor will rely on a blood test and say, your blood test, when you get your blood done, what's my blood test? They'll say, it's normal. It falls within the wide range of normal. Well, if anybody understood, including the doctors who run these tests, the doctors don't determine the normal range. The lab determines the normal range. So the range for thyroid, they get the average of the last 1,000 patients, plus or minus two standard deviations, which is a statistical term that encompasses 95% of the people that have the test done. They call that the normal range. So 95% of the people that have the test always fall in the normal range because they define the normal range as wherever 95% of the people's blood levels fall. Well, that's about as stupid as a thing as I've ever heard in my life. When you're going to say 95%, wherever 95% of the people fall, we'll call that normal, and there's no problem.
Well, I really liked in the book where you asked the question, if the tests are so good, why do we bother interviewing patients?
Well, that's exactly right. Because why don't they just go get their blood drawn and we're treating the blood anyway. So they totally ignore what the women say. And I'm speaking women. Men have thyroid problems too, but women have it six times as frequently as men do. And this has stayed the same. You go all the way back to 1888 when the Clinical Society of London issued their paper on myxedema, which is end-stage hypothyroidism, which was the first terminology for hypothyroidism was myxedema. And they described the patients with the same type of symptoms I see in the guests and the patients that come to our center. They had six times as many women in their study, they found, than they did men. That's still the same. And the reason is because women have a problem called estrogen dominance that has to do with the decline in progesterone, the hormone of the last half of the month, that declines and puts them in a state of estrogen dominance, which causes women's livers to produce high levels of thyroid binding globulin. Of course, a thyroid binding globulin would bite onto a thyroid hormone and prevent it from getting into the cells. So you can have blood in you can have thyroid in your blood, but it doesn't get into the cells. The only way you can measure what's in the cells, the simplest way to measure, is to take your temperature. That tells you how much energy you're producing, because the energy that's not used by the body to function is given off as heat, and that gives your body a temperature. So when your temperatures run low, your metabolism is slow and running low. And that's an indication that you have hypothyroidism. Now, what should you do about it if you're going to be treated?
When people have hypothyroid, they also have low immune system.
They do. And you see this frequently with individuals. Anybody that I see that has recurrent and chronic infections, whether it's sinus or bronchitis or recurrent sore throats, ear infections, skin disorders, stomach infections. It tells me, and they're on antibiotics over and over again, it tells me not that they need more antibiotics, but that they have an altered immune system that's not functioning well. Well, that's a classical feature of hypothyroidism.
Well, it's very interesting because it seems confounding that so many people in their adult age become hypothyroid, whereas where was this epidemic prior to now?
But the epidemic was here, but people prior to antibiotics that had hypothyroidism died of infectious diseases.
At a younger age.
They died at a younger age, and their genes weren't carried on. So now, with the leading cause of death prior to 1940 was infectious disease. Well, that's way down on the list now. But who had infectious disease? There were people that lived a ripe old age of 80 and 90 years old. I think Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were both 86 years old. Founding fathers of our country. Why didn't they die of some disease earlier? They must have had good thyroid function, because people with low thyroid were the ones that got the infections and died. They didn't have immune system, so that those genes were kind of culled out of the gene pool. But now, with the advent of antibiotics, hypothyroidism then manifests itself in other problems. Heart disease is very common among hypothyroid patients. And I think this is one of the reasons we have the epidemic in heart disease in America, as the patients are hypothyroid. Hypothyroid patients tend to get more infections. More infections in a person's body leads to inflammation in the coronary arteries, which leads to lay down of plaque and a cause of heart disease. So one of the ways to prevent yourself from being a sick person that injures their arteries and gets elevated cholesterol, take thyroid. So my philosophy is this: if a person has the symptoms and the signs of hypothyroidism and they have a low basal body temperature, for crying out loud, give them a therapeutic trial of thyroid and use natural desiccated thyroid. Use the natural thyroid. Don't use the synthetic. Why? Because the natural works. That's how I learned which thyroid to use. You can use armored thyroid or compounded desiccated thyroid. It comes from a pork gland, contains the exact same two hormones our body makes in our gland. The synthetic thyroid hormone is T4, the inactive thyroid hormone. Your body's got to be able to convert that to the active thyroid hormone, T3. And in my clinical experience of having overseen 30,000 patients come to our center, the Ochi Health and Wellness Center, we found that armored thyroid and desiccated thyroid, natural thyroid, works, and the other just doesn't work well, if at all. I'm talking about the synthetic, the Synthroid, the Levothyroid, the Lavoxyl. They just don't work well.
That's a very interesting thing, because the synthetic is an exact analog, but it's T4 generally, most of the
That's
time.
That's right, and T4 is the inactive prohormone. The active hormone is T3. Now, what we mean by that, the thyroid hormone has iodine atoms attached to it. T4 is thyroid with 4 iodine atoms. T3 is thyroid with 3 iodine atoms. It's the T3 that's the active form. Very little of that is made by the thyroid gland, but a proportion of it is made by the thyroid gland, maybe 5%, maybe less, maybe 2%. What? But that's the active thyroid hormone. But when the T4, the active inactive thyroid prohormone, gets into the cells, the cells cleave off an iodine atom and turn it into T3, the active thyroid hormone.
If you're not assimilating
the thyroid hormone T4 into your cells or making the proper cleavage, you can have all the thyroid in your T4 you want in your blood and all your TSH and everything will be normal, but you won't be normal.
And you will never
Why
feel well.
Why would you not give active T3 instead of the whole glandular? And I know there's a prescription
you can use combinations T4 and T3. We've just had such great success with natural desiccated thyroid that's what our primary therapeutic treatment is, desiccated thyroid. Patients that have problems, we can adjust those using a combination T4, T3, a compounded preparation. That's just rare that that's needed, but in some people it is.
I was quite stunned by some of your patient histories in your book. and you go through patient histories. You've got one of Terry, who after having a baby, she didn't feel well. She went to multiple doctors, and finally, her whole immune system and body collapsed. This was a vibrant, energetic woman, totally involved in life. She went on going to doctors, and they kept on saying, well, it's all in your head. You're just depressed. And she said, no, I'm not depressed. I don't feel well. Finally, after years of this, she began doubting herself, and her whole energy just collapsed. And then she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Right.
So what's happening is that when she kept on going to doctors, because she did need help, this was a real problem, there was an attempt to treat the symptom. She wasn't sleeping. She got sleep meds. She became anxious. She got they wanted to give her antidepressants. It just went on and on and on.
Yeah, they put her on anti-anxiety medication and anti-inflammatory medication and sleep medication. And, happens, and then you can't think clearly. And then the doctor says, well, I think you have early Alzheimer's. I'm convinced that much of what we see in Alzheimer's disease is caused by two main things. One, the inevitable decline of your natural occurring hormones and low thyroid intracellularly. That's a big problem. Low thyroid, and this happens naturally. As we age, our hormone levels decline. Our glands don't work as well. We don't assimilate them as well. That's just fact of life. That's part of the aging process. So if you want to prevent that, you replenish your hormones, just like you fill up a tank in your car with gas when you run low. When your hormone levels get low as you get older, you fill the tank back up, but you have to use the same natural, biologically identical hormones, hormones that are the same that your body used to make. Drug companies make counterfeit hormones. They make counterfeit drugs to mimic the hormones. They have a host of side effects.
At this time, we're going to go to a short break. We are speaking with Dr. Stephen Hotze, the author of Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness, The Riddle of Illness Revealed. And we'll be right back. This is Take Charge of Your Health, and we're speaking with Dr. Stephen Hotze, author of Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness, The Riddle of Illness Revealed. We're going to begin right where we left off.
Drug companies make counterfeit hormones. They make counterfeit drugs to mimic the hormones. They have a host of side effects. But be that as it may, what happens to these women? Or I was talking about Alzheimer's. You have the inevitable decline of the hormones, which causes abnormal poor brain function, which can get diagnosed as Alzheimer's. Or you can get put on a host of drugs for treatment of your thyroid symptoms. The doctors treat the symptoms; they don't treat the underlying cause. And those drugs, the antidepressants, the anti-anxiety, the anxiolytic drugs, the sleep medication, all these are habit-forming, all these are strong psychiatric drugs, and they adversely affect the neurotransmitters in the brain, and they cause people not to think well. And so the doctors go, my gosh, this is getting worse to the family. Not only are they depressed and have anxiety and sleep disorders, but your poor mom, she's got Alzheimer's disease. They just say that on a clinical diagnosis, without any test, and then they'll start them on Aricept or some other type of medication for Alzheimer's disease. And I've seen these people; they go downhill so fast. None of them get better. None. It's a tragedy. It's a travesty because the vast majority of these people have hypothyroidism and they have decline in their hormones, and I have seen them. We've seen thousands of them at our center that were wrecks on their way to just, I mean, their lives had gone downhill. They were on all these drugs, and you get them off the drugs, taper them off those drugs, get them on the natural hormones, get them on the thyroid, and their lives pick back up, and they go like, "Doctor, thank you for giving me back my life." That's what they tell me. That's what they say. Thank you for giving me back my life. Now, if this is, you know, you, people are listening on it and say, "Well, it sounds, my gosh, this doctor, you know, it sounds like he can help anybody." Well, we may not be able to help everybody, but the vast majority of people that are listening to the radio program tonight, as you age, by the time women, you get into your 30s, after you've had a child or two, your hormone levels are going to decline. That's going to adversely affect your thyroid function, and you're going to go to the doctor and with a host of symptoms, and the doctor is going to tell you your blood tests are normal, and he's going to say, or make you feel like you're a hypochondriac or all your problems in your head, and he's going to prescribe to you antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications and sleep medications. Tell me if that's not true, ladies. You know it. You've seen it. Your friends have it. And these doctors do that, and they poison these poor ladies. And what does that do to their marriages and their careers and their family life? And what does that do to their self-confidence? It destroys it. And look, let me just tell you, I really get passionate about this. I was in med school. My first semester in med school, the dean of the medical school tells us, when he's teaching us about history and physical diagnosis, he tells the class, if a woman in midlife has more than one complaint when you review her symptoms, she is a hypochondriac and must be placed on an antidepressant. That was back in 1972.
No.
Yeah.
Now,
Yeah. That's the truth on a stack of Bibles. That's the truth. That's what he said. But I read all the medical journals. I listen to my... Look, I have a doctor friend of mine who's an endocrinologist. Years ago, I called him up because I was he had said something to a patient was wrong, and I wanted to tell him, I don't know where you're getting this, but this is wrong. I said, look, Don, why don't you come work with me? I was the only doctor in my practice at the time. This was about 15 years ago. And I'm covered up. I need help. He goes, he said, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I think most of the women you see are simply Prozac deficient.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's the way the male medical profession looks at women.
Even
and unfortunately,
still,
the women that go into the medical profession, they get influenced by the men to think I can't act like that or think like that or say anybody like that they're hypochondriacs.
Are
that's all they
the
are.
Women
they
that the women I worked with during my training were more macho than the males.
Yeah.
Because they had to be more macho to survive in this macho environment. And so they were tough. They were tough, not particularly sympathetic in any way.
Authoritative. You need to be in a partnership with your practitioner, not at the receiving end.
Carol, that's a great point. The whole idea, and at our center, the Hochi Health and Wellness Center, we say we partner with our guests. We partner with them to help them get on a path of health and wellness so they can enjoy a better quality of life. But you know what? We're just like coaches. We're health coaches. We can make recommendations, but still it's up to each individual. There's nobody who's going to care more about your health, men and women out there in the listening audience, than you. Not your doctor, not your mother, not your insurance company, not the government. Nobody's going to care more about you than you. And if you don't care about yourself and take care of your health, all the drugs in the world aren't going to solve your health problems. You've got to take charge of your health. You've only got one life to live. You've been given one body. If you don't take care of your body, who's going to take care of it? You've got to take care of it. That's what we try to encourage our patients. And what we look for is men and women that are willing to take charge of their life. If they're looking for a quick fix, they're barking up the wrong tree if they come to our center, and they know that. They don't come there because we don't have quick fixes. But we do have a way to help people treat underlying causes of their symptoms rather than simply masking the symptoms with Band-Aids, that being drugs.
You also make a very powerful point, and this I circled and underlined and highlighted, make a point that knowledge is not knowledge without action. and that
well, this is what wisdom is. Wisdom is knowledge with action. That's a wise person. That's how you demonstrate wisdom. Otherwise, it's just, you know, knowledge, as a matter of fact, can be very dangerous, and it oftentimes, or the presupposition of knowledge, oftentimes gets in the way of progress. For people think, well, I know everything. I can't learn anything. I know all about thyroid. You just do a TSH. That's what I learned in med school. You just test the TSH. If it's normal, then they can't have thyroid problems. Well, then why do they feel so bad? Well, they're hypochondriacs then. They're depressed. They're just a poor bunch of depressed women. And what we need is, we need more drugs. We need more Prozac and Paxil and Effexor and Lexapro and Cymbalta and Lyric. And we need all these drugs so we can drug our people. And this is what's just wrong with the society. All of us, I mean, we tell our kids say no to drugs, illegal drugs in school, and the TV says say yes to drugs. How many commercials are on TV about drugs? Everybody's happy and smiling taking all these drugs, which they enumerate the ways they can kill you. It's crazy.
You have a story.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a prophet standing out, you know, like in Nineveh, preaching, and nobody's listening to me. I'm saying, can't you guys see?
More people than you realize are listening to you, and in more ways than one. They're listening by seeing their friends get better. They're listening by reading your books, and they're listening here on this show. It's a very powerful medium. We reach people.
Well, listen, I wanted to talk about the book. If you would like a copy of the book, you can go to thyroidanswer.com. I will literally provide you with a complimentary copy of my hardback book, Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness.
That's
it's yours.
What a wonderful gift.
You're going to pay shipping, which is $8.95, but you get the book. And let me tell you what, that's got all my, everything I know about hypothyroidism in there. Stuff I've forgotten I put in there. So there's a lot there that is written in lay terms that I've learned. It's got stories in there about real people.
That's the part that's so powerful, because you're going along, you're reading the science, and then you come to Peggy, the successful woman, successful real estate business. You're watching her. You go step by step how her health is failing and how the attempts she does to seek help. And by the time she comes to you, she's on 9 meds.
Medication. Is that crazy or what? And this is a bright, how do bright, intelligent people let themselves get put on all these drugs? If you're listening, if any doctor wants to prescribe to you an antibiotic, antidepressant, don't do it. Run away as fast as you can. They're addictive. They're dangerous. I have a chapter in my book on polypharmacy, and I have a section in there about antidepressants and how dangerous they are. If you're on an antidepressant, don't quit it. You can't quit it. It'll make you crazy. You have to be weaned off and tapered off very, very slowly. And you ought to be weaned off as your hormones are replenished so you'll feel good, and the underlying treatment will be, the underlying cause will be treated naturally. But please, please don't get started, you or your kids, on antidepressants or ADD amphetamine drugs. All these drugs are highly addictive. They're just like street drugs, except they've been legalized. But they're dangerous, and I highly warn against it in every way I possibly can. And we don't use them in our practice and haven't ever.
So I've seen people that have just decided, that's it, I don't want antidepressants any longer. And some of them have started passing out in the street and started having brain flashes.
You cannot stop the cold.
Exactly. And so this is what I'm saying very directly. If you decide to come off your antidepressants, which the three of us recommend you do, make sure you're being supported and worked with by a holistic practitioner who has an understanding of how to support you during this process, and go slowly. It doesn't matter if it takes you 6 months to come off.
That's right. That's so critical. You have to taper that very slowly, because when people have these problems with antidepressants, the problems are psychiatric problems, like an increased risk of killing themselves. They want to kill themselves. They wake up with these thoughts like, I want to kill myself. or worse, I want to kill my husband or my wife, or you know, my kids.
Or the other kids in the school.
And they get outbursts of anger. They, you know, lost romantic moods and inclination, get flat affect. They're just, it makes them different. And it's very dangerous when you start on them or when you adjust the dose up or down. That's when the problems occur. So somebody that's on a level dose for a long period of time usually doesn't have that same kind of problem. But what happens is you go to the doctor and you go like, look, doc, I don't feel depressed. He goes, well, I think this will help you out. Try it. You try it and you come back, well, I really feel depressed now. And he goes, see, I knew we were going to uncover your depression. Well, I feel depressed. Well, here's some more. And they give them more. They load them up on these antidepressants. Yeah. And 79 or 80% of the doctors that give antidepressants are family practitioners. They just give it to them. But you're probably better off there because you go to a psychiatrist. They give three or four medications at one time. And so I would say just say no to drugs. It's the rare person that ever needs a drug. I'm never saying there's not a time you need a drug made by a pharmaceutical company, but it's going to be rare. If you get an infection, you got to treat the infection. But get your immune system healthy so you don't get infections.
Well, there are people, and we see them, you see them, and I see them, who do need help. They are having problems. Many times, they really don't know how to approach the situation, and then they are offered drugs, the immediate rapid fix. So how would you direct those patients?
Well, first, the first thing I'm going to do, I mean, we say this in our practice, in our center, and I tell my staff this. We save marriages, and we don't even counsel. If you can balance a person's hormones, listen, when the hormones get out of balance, that adversely affects the neurotransmitters. It happens to, you know, women understand this. There have been times, the women just tell me, one day I feel like $1 million, the next day I feel like I'm going to slit somebody's throat. Everybody I look at wants to make me slap them, and then two or three days later they have a period and everything feels fine. So they knew there was something involved in the hormones that made them feel that way, but they didn't know what it was, and they tell the doctor. The doctor says, what makes you think it's in your hormones? Because I feel that way every month. It happens every month. I get these headaches. I start acting kind of crazy. My breasts get swollen and tender. I get fatigue, and you know, I think it's my hormones. Well, it's not your hormones. Your hormones are fine. You're just depressed. So they put them on the antidepressants. Well, all they need is a little bit of natural progesterone at that point, and that settles everything down. It calms everybody. It makes everybody lovely. And I'm such a strong believer. So if people come to me with these problems, they don't know how to handle it. First thing we're going to do is see if we can solve their problems by replenishing their natural occurring hormones with a dose appropriate for their age, size, and weight and symptoms.
I had a patient that walked in my office hysterical. She was hysterical. She couldn't stand her job. She couldn't stand her husband. Her kids were making her crazy. I said, wait a minute. Don't make any decisions for 6 weeks. Let's see what we could do to balance you. And then you might want to leave your husband, but you might not.
And what happened?
She did not want to leave her husband. She did not want to leave her job. And one day I get this giant card come to my office signed by everyone in her office thanking me.
Carolyn, you know how it is in your practice and the benefits you've seen of the treatment with the desiccated thyroid, natural thyroid, and with the hormones, and what a dramatic impact that can make on people's lives.
It's life-changing. And I was just thinking about a woman I talked to, and fortunately she called us, and I can't say for sure that she followed my advice. But this poor woman, and she lived in New York City. She lived all by herself. She was estranged from her husband. She was estranged from her children. She was estranged from her friends. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with her. As she talked about her symptoms and some of the things we're talking about here with progesterone and thyroid, that's exactly what was wrong with her.
That's how powerful the hormones are. And they can make...
Definitely.
And we've talked about the thyroid. They affect men, too. Men's problems usually come on when they hit 40, 45, 50. Their testosterone levels decline, which is the male hormone. that adversely affects your ability to utilize thyroid hormone. Their thyroid hormones decline. So they may be in the range, but they're in the low end of the range now, and they used to be in the high end of the range. It's all about optimal levels of thyroid, and that adversely affects them. They feel like they want to retire, they want to quit, they don't want to go on, they lose their drive, their initiative, their assertiveness, their sense of well-being, their self-confidence, their moods, goal orientation, and analytical ability all go to heck in a handbasket. They just turn into old curmudgeons. But it's so powerful what thyroid and testosterone can do in males. I've seen them turn around, getting ready to retire. Once we got them up on the program, and I tell people, if you're independent, if you own your own business or you work on commissions, don't blame me if you double your income in 2 years. I tell the men that. Just don't blame me. Because I've seen them turn around, and they have just knocked the ball out of the park because they felt well. They had drive. The hormones are very powerful in males and females. Unfortunately, the treatment that is used, if hormones are even used, are all counterfeit, drug counterfeits. And by that I mean, listeners, that they're molecules that mimic the hormones that were in your body, but they're not identical. Well, why would they give you that? Because they can patent them. If it exists in nature, you can't patent it. And there's no money to be made in it. And the money's to be made in all these drugs that treat symptoms. Gosh, let's put somebody on an antidepressant every day that costs $5. Put them on Lipitor or something that costs $5 a day for their cholesterol instead of getting them on thyroid, which costs, I don't know, armor thyroid maybe for a grain might cost a nickel or a dime. 20 cents max. Nothing.
And their cholesterol goes into balance.
Right.
Their triglycerides come down. Their total comes down, their HDLs go up, and you see it as a direct cause and effect from correct thyroid. And sometimes you even watch the cholesterol to be able to monitor your thyroid dose.
Right, exactly.
And none
so,
of that.
And why isn't this? Why in the listeners probably say, why in the world isn't this used by conventional medicine?
Yeah.
Well, if something seems inexplicable, if something seems obvious that it should be done, and it's so simple and safe and effective and inexpensive, why don't people try it? There's got to be a money trail somewhere. And the money trail goes to the pharmaceutical companies. They make somewhere in the order of almost $400 billion in revenue, $150 billion in profit. Which is huge.
And a large percent.
They have their marketing and get their agents and drug reps everywhere, and they're on TV and radio. They're everywhere. And they're convincing us and brainwashing us that drugs are the solution to our problems. And we know that's not true. Intuitively, you know that's true. Deductive reasoning tells you that's not true because drugs are chemicals that never existed before in nature that have to be detoxified by the liver. That means they're toxins. And the definition of a toxin in Webster's Dictionary is poison. You cannot poison yourself to good health. That's what you do when you take drugs. You think you can poison yourself to good health. And I reject that. I totally think that is wrong approach to medicine. I approach it naturally, and it should. And you can take care of people, and they can do wonderful without the drugs.
Carol?
Oh.
She was stunned.
I was stunned. That was so quotable.
Sometimes I get up, but ladies, this isn't my first rodeo, and I didn't mean to say radio. Not my first radio program either. I do this. I have a radio program in Houston every day, 12 to 1 on KSEV, the number one talk station in Houston, and I've had that for 13 years. So I'm on there always, you know, standing on my soapbox, telling people, please take charge of your health. Restore your health so you can transform your life, so you can renew your world naturally. First thing you got to do is get your health back. Once you do that, then you can begin to make a difference. Your life changes. And you've seen that in your practice, Dr. Frenori, and you've seen it, Carol, in your practice in compounding pharmacy.
Yes.
And we've seen it.
We see it all the time.
And this would be would this be for medical care in the United States? We get people off all these drugs. The drugs is what's driving up the cost of medicine.
Well, 50% of the money you were talking about that's going to the drug companies is coming from the American public or the American government that's paying for all these drugs to go into people and patients. that is toxifying them and making them sicker and pushing up the cost. You know, this whole thing about preventive care, where's the prevention when you're dealing with drugs or tests that identify a disease once it's happened?
Right. Conventional medicine is of the opinion that, well, if I give people drugs early enough, they won't get problems, and that's the way we prevent their diseases, by giving them drugs. Well, that's...
like statins, 25% of people on statins now. Unbelievable. The whole problem goes away when you...
Think about this. If America health... we spend more per capita on health than any other... more dollars per capita than any other nation in the world. At least per person in America. 42% of the drugs in the world are taken by United States citizens, 5% of the world's population. We've got the highest incidence of obesity, of overweightness, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, strokes, cancer, degenerative arthritis, and Alzheimer's disease. If this is such a great system, why is everybody so sick? If we keep doing this, we're going to keep getting the same results. It's going to get more and more expensive, and we're going to poison ourselves to death as a nation. That's what's going to happen. So all we can do is be like, you know, the one who cries in the wilderness, you know, make straight the way of the Lord. Hey, folks, listen to us. This is really important for your health, because you've got kids, you've got grandkids, and you've got one life, and you might as well live it. And if you're going to be alive,
optimal,
you might as well feel alive.
Exactly. We're speaking with Dr. Stephen Holtze. His book is Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness, The Riddle of Illness Revealed. And that's what you've been listening to, folks. Dr. Holtze, could you tell us again two things, your website and, again, the website that allows us to get the book?
Okay. The website for my center, Holtze Health and Wellness Center, is Holtze, and that's spelled H-O-T as in Tom, Z as in zebra, E, H-O-T-Z-E, followed by three initials, H as in horse, W as in war, C as in cat.com. So it's Holtze, H-O-T-Z-E, H-W-C.com. You can just type in Holtze Health and Wellness Center and Google it. Just put Holtze Health and Wellness Center, or Bing it if you have a Bing, or Yahoo it, whatever you're going to do. And then if you want to go, if you want to get the book, go to thyroidanswer.com, thyroidanswer.com. And I will give you the book complimentary. I want you to be educated. I want you to share it with your friends and your family members to help save their lives. And if you do that, you can. Now, it's $8.95 is the shipping fee, but it's the book. It'll be a hardback book. You'll love it, and you can share it with your family and friends, and you will know more than your doctor knows about thyroid when you read this book.
I testify to the fact that you'll love it. It's very readable, but you are really understanding the problems with thyroid at a totally other level. Thank you so much. It's been great fun, and we would love to have you back.
Well, thank you so much, Corrine, and thank you, Carol Peterson and Corrine Fornari. I sure appreciate the opportunity to be with you, and thank you to your listening audience.
They're great. We love them.
They're wonderful.
Yes.
Carol?
I just want to add, go to our blog, takechargeofhealth.blogspot.com. You can leave your comments there if you'd like. If you like listening to Dr. Holtze, please let us know. And if you'd like any programming to be on the show, or any other thing you'd like us to take up, please send us a comment there.
Thank you so much, Carol. It's always a pleasure. And we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Concluding today, I'd like you to remember, this information is not a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share to your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. You can find me on Facebook, Corrine Fornari, RPA, CCN, that's Corrine, Furnari, or my website, FornariHealth.com, or my office number, 212-586-2100. Thank you for sharing this time with me, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
dia já